From college roommates to college sports, on campuses throughout the country, fans are once again putting on the face paint and getting ready for the tailgate parties as the college football season kicks off. Here to preview what we should expect is Pablo Torre, a writer for Sports Illustrated. He joins us now from NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. So we got to start with last year's best player, who might well end up being the best player this year again. Mm-hmm. That's Florida quarterback Tim Tebow. Tebow won a Heisman Trophy as a sophomore. He led his team to the national championship. How's he look this year?
He looks great. And, you know, he's not just the best college football player. He's also one of the most fetishized, I think. There's this whole cult of personality around Tim Tebow. Part of it's because he's very good, as you said, Heisman Trophy winner, two national titles, came back to Gainesville because he loves the college game. He's a wonderful college player, maybe the best college player ever. That argument is starting up now, given his history, given how long he's stayed, which is fairly unique among superstars.
Instead of running off to go to the pros?
Exactly. And he's a guy whose game is suited for the college level because he's a runner, he's big. You know, his NFL draft stock isn't as high as some other guys out there, but as far as the college game goes, he's perfect.
Now, many people think that the University of Florida Gators will win it again this year. Mm-hmm. You're out in L.A., where people are hoping the University of Southern California will return to dominance. What about the Trojans?
The Trojans are looking great. You know, USC doesn't have the roster returning that Florida does, or even the roster that Texas does, for example. But what USC does every year is just dominate recruiting. And they use the kind of social, cultural capital they have being in Hollywood to always reload and always bring in the best kids. And, the marketing of the USC program is fantastic. They do YouTube videos with the song girls, the cheerleaders out there. They film celebrities coming by and giving motivational pep talks to the players. Pete Carroll at USC is maybe the best marketer of college football in the nation. And even if they don't have the Tim Tebows of the world on their roster, they have these new kids who love playing out in here in L.A.
I wanted to ask you about Yale, which is probably not going to make it to a bowl game, but is making headlines because the Elis recently hired their first African-American coach, Tom Williams. Now, there are quite a few African-American coaches in professional sports now. But are colleges lagging behind?
They are. And, you know, even if it's Yale, even though it's, you know, an Ivy League school, it's a big deal whenever any Division I or 1AA coach is hired, because there's been this malaise that's characterized, you know, hiring minority candidates to the college game. The reason is because the college programs are so affected and influenced by people in the community, by all these other decision makers that are not necessarily even looking out for football interests. They are historically of a certain demographic, and they look to certain demographics as a result. And as empirically we've seen, that means African Americans have been squeezed out. And that's, I think, so at last check, about 8 coaches are African American at the Division I-A level, and that's out of 119, which is just disappointing. So Tom Williams, even if he's at a smaller job, certainly is a big deal as a result.
So if you had super college cable this weekend, tell us what's the game you would want to watch.
Well, the game that I want to watch, I mean, there are some other poll-shaking games out there like Oregon-Boise State, Alabama-Va-Tech, but the game I want to watch is Nevada-Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
And that's just because Notre Dame,
the winners and the sinners?
Yeah, there you go. Notre Dame, beyond giving great nicknames to its matchups, I also love Catholics versus convicts when they played Miami. They were the Yankees, and now they're trying to bounce back, and this will be a first test for them to see how they do.
Thanks very much. Pablo Torre is a writer for Sports Illustrated. He joined us from NPR West in Culver City. Great to talk to you.
Of course.